Welcome to episode 572 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth and Sandy. Imagine all the fun of an ocean cruise, and now imagine it with no kids on board. That's what you get on Virgin Voyages, and this week we want to talk about their brand new Brilliant Lady. And trust me, brilliant she truly is. Elizabeth actually had the opportunity to be on board for her second revenue sailing for a conference at sea, of all things. She sailed from the iconic Manhattan Cruise Terminal straight to the pink sands of Bermuda and back again. And let me tell you, if you think you knew cruising, think again. A Virgin Cruise is not just a trip. It is an experience. It is vibrant, chic, delicious, and it is everything you never knew you needed in a getaway. So grab your favorite cocktail or mocktail, kick back, and let's dive into all the brilliant details. Let's get started. Yay. So how brilliant is she?
She's brilliant.
Is she brilliant? Yes.
If you've been on Virgin Voyages before, their ships are all sister ships. And so although they've tweaked a couple of things, it's pretty much the same ship, across the board. So I don't want to say if you've been on one, you've been on them all, you should try all of them. But but for the most part, you'll get exactly what you have come to expect on Virgin.
So. Yeah. I love it. Which ones have you been on, Elizabeth?
I have been on Scarlet Lady and Brilliant Lady.
Okay.
And so then Brilliant. We have a group going on Valiant Lady in February.
I have been on Valiant and she is quite lovely. So definitely come join us.
Is she brilliant?
She is quite brilliant.
I've been on Valiant and Scarlet. Since we're all throwing it out there.
Yeah. So there's one that we haven't been on, but if you are interested in joining us, especially after listening to this episode, on the website, if you go to the hosted trips tab, then you scroll down just a little bit and you will see information about our, Virgin Voyages getaway. And a lot of us Outlanderians are going on that. All of us in this room are going, right?
Yeah, so, we are
super excited. Yes. So, I just bought my flights today. Yeah.
Yes. Yay. So no FOMO. You have to join.
Yep. You got to join. So yeah, it's the same sort of, the aesthetic, everything about it is the same. You have the Instagrammable hallway with all the lights that everybody takes their picture in, off the casino. You have the Red Room theater, you have the tattoo parlor. Although that, and I don't know if Scarlet Lady has sort of been redone a little bit, but the tattoo parlor is in a little bit of a different position on this ship. And it is a very come as you are atmosphere. So very accepting, very open environment. You can say what you want. You can sort of do what you want within reason as long as everybody's safe. But you know, if you go to play trivia, expect a few F-drums to be dropped by the staff. I mean,
it's adult.
It's not family friendly. Yeah, it's adult.
We're not watching out. Right. We're not watching out for little ones. And don't say that. Little one. No, you just.
So if you are easily offended, it might not be your cup of tea. But even if you are, not easily offended, but occasionally offended, you might still have a really good time because there's a lot going on. One person said, if you know that the ice cream parlor is called Lick Me Till Ice Cream, and that doesn't bother you, you're good to go.
True.
So, yeah.
I really like the ice cream. And the ice cream is phenomenal.
It's really good. Yeah.
It's like hand scooped. It's not self serve out of a machine. It is hand scooped. It is so good.
Yep.
So basically the same thing. Things are in different locations. So on the other ship, so tell me what's on Brilliant, because iconic hallway you're talking about on Scarlet Lady, it was the swings. They have swings that you can sit in and take pictures.
Yeah.
I know some of them do. They all do kind of like different vibes on that.
Yeah. And that's at a different area. That's up at the social club or whatever. And no, there's a comfortable...
Right.
No. Yeah,
right.
There's a comfortable.
I'm getting all my spots.
It's very Instagrammable, but it's not the same as the lit up hallway. No swings. I was a little disappointed about that because I really liked the swings on Scarlet Lady, but there are just comfortable seat. It's comfortable seating. Looks almost the same, except there are no swings. Like it's got that same sort of vibe. Yeah.
Gotcha. So how long were you on this ship? How long were you guys there?
It was a 5-night cruise, and I've got to tell you, I was at a conference, so the days at sea, there were 3 days at sea, and we were in the conference all day, all three of those days, from 8 to 5.
That's so glamorous.
Yeah. So don't you want our glamorous lifestyle?
I literally spent the entire trip in extra virgin because all the agency owner focused things were in extra virgin, which is the restaurant there.
That's what I was going to ask. Italian restaurant where they did the classes. So, cool.
Yeah, they did the main stage stuff, like the keynotes were in the red room. And it was sort of set up, like a more traditional theater. If you've been to the Red Room before, you know that they can move things around. So, you know, the seating can be on both sides or on one side or whatever. So it was actually a great place for a keynote, but especially because it was a conference about our CRM that we use. And so it was very hands-on. So you wanted your laptop and just being able to sit at tables and see the screens and do all that. It was kind of, you know, it was awkward. And I basically looked at the same restaurant for 3 days. So I don't recommend going on a conference on Virgin Voyages. I definitely recommend vacationing on Virgin Voyages. So it was 5 nights, but 3 of those days were useless. And then one of the days we were at in Bermuda. So that day they gave us off to see the island. I will go ahead and tell you, I did not get off the ship and see the island. I went to the dock, which is my favorite place on Virgin, at the back of the ship. Don't tell anyone because it's my secret.
We're all going to join Elizabeth on the group trip in February. Come join us. We're going to invade Elizabeth's space.
You'll forget about that. You can give her lots of hugs.
Yeah.
No, because we're all going to go back and listen to this before we go. So it'll.
You can get pictures of sangria. You can. I mean, I got such a sunburn because I just sat out there and I read my book and just detoxed from, because this was a conference that I went to right after another conference. Like I went straight from one conference to the next. So I was definitely not needing to people. That said, I was with Meg from our team and she went onto the island like a good person. And she actually went exploring around and she said, "Are you still at the dock?" And I said, she texted me, she's like, "Are you still at the dock?" I said, "Yeah, you want to come out?" She's like, "No, go over to the side, to the starboard side." And so the port side. So I did. And she was there is a museum there where you can go up onto this, like it's plantation house kind of thing. And she was waving at me. So I know for a fact she was on the island because I could see her.
Have you been to Bermuda before?
When I was 13 years old. I know. I had every intention of getting off the ship, but Sometimes you just gotta do what your body tells you to do. And apparently my body wanted me to get sunburned. So,
Okay.
I thought I was in the shade, but alas.
You have to be careful.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Yes. I know that. So I did get, I mean, I didn't really see any of the shows, which I feel bad about because, you know, I love the shows. One of the shows was one that they did on Scarlet Lady, the blue and red, what is it called? It's like the sort of pseudo Romeo and Juliet.
Dueling reality.
Yes. Dueling reality. Yeah. That one.
That just happened.
Yeah. Woohoo.
You know, they're taking that off the ship. And that's going to be there's someplace where you can see it like on land, right?
I think Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
But or maybe it's in New York. I don't remember. But so I didn't see any shows. I did eat and I did drink. The bartenders on Virgin are phenomenal. They're really, mm-hmm. really good. They know their stuff. And so I am always at the bourbon. If I'm not at the dock, I'm at the bourbon bar. I love that bourbon bar. When I was on Scarlet, it was a blues singer that was there every night. And he was so good. This cruise, they didn't have live music when I was in there, but my dining time was at 5:45 because we ate with the conference attendees. We had like large group dinners. And so there might've been music, you know, after that, but I was eating. So
where's the bourbon bar? I'm trying to think.
It's the one in the center in the atrium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just call that a bar.
Well, it's got the most bourbon selections, and they do the best craft cocktails on the ship. A lot of the other places don't have the same amount of like craft cocktails. So,
okay.
And each bar does have its own cocktail menu, like its own specialties. So you can sort of drink around the ship. And there's an activity. There's a pub crawl that you can do, or bar, I think they call it a bar crawl actually, but same concept where you can, mm-hmm. you know, go around. It's apparently very fun. I couldn't do it because of timing. Otherwise I totally would have signed it. Maybe we can do that when we're on board for the
maybe
group.
They'll do like just a team one
special
for us.
One.
Yeah.
Is that the one they do during Scarlet Night, or am I thinking of something? Or is that
they did
just,
it two? Just they it? Did it two different nights. Yeah, they did it two different okay. nights. I don't think one was Scarlet Night though.
Okay, because I know I've seen people doing some kind of bar hop crawl something on Scarlet Night. I've seen them going from bar to bar. Like I don't know what they were.
Yeah,
doing something, but.
It could have been that there was one on Scarlet Night. I didn't actually see them going. I just saw the schedule for it, but I felt like it wasn't on Scarlet Night. Like I felt like Scarlet Night was just on its own, but and Scarlet Night was fantastic. But
I was about to say, did you attend Scarlet Night?
Except for when I was eating, but yes, I wore red like you do. I love Scarlet Night. I think it's a lot of fun. I did not go up to the pool deck because I was tired, but I did see video later, and I'm glad that I didn't because I think there was some stuff on Instagram that I wouldn't have wanted to be a part of. But it looked like they were having a great time though, and I didn't want to get my shirt wet. I didn't want to get splashed by the dancers. Oh, did I just give something away? It is so much fun, but I got to eat at the Wake, Test Kitchen, Extra Virgin. And on this ship, they don't just have Razzle Dazzle. They have Rojo by Razzle Dazzle. So it's more of a Spanish, flavor of cuisine, but the brunch was still sort of the, you know, naughty and nice kind of mostly vegetarian with a couple of, non-vegetarian bacon. Options. I had a chicken sandwich that was actually quite delicious. The brunch was excellent. So it seems like it's a bit of a mashup. There are a lot of people who are like, I'll miss Razzle Dazzle, but I didn't miss it. I mean, I felt like, first of all, Razzle Dazzle isn't totally my scene anyway, because I am definitely a meat eater, but the cuisine was excellent. I mean, really excellent.
I'll be honest, John and I have done two Virgin sailings, and the one in February with Outlander will be our third. We have not yet done Razzle Dazzle because it's just not our jam, but.
Well, you will.
I'm going to, and I'm going to give it a try. And here's what I have told my husband. If we go in there and we're like, this, and we still just feel like it's not our thing, and we just leave and we're still hungry, I said, guess what? We'll go grab us a pizza because they've That's got right, great the pizza on board too. So.
Pizzas are You're so gonna, good.
They're so the good. Noodle You're bar in the noodles
in the galley.
Mm-hmm. But I've eaten it Razzle Dazzle both times I've been on, and I thought it was great. I mean,
I ate at Razzle Dazzle the last time I was on as well, and I ate off of the naughty menu because again, meat eater.
I'm gonna be naughty.
Yeah, it was. It was really, really good. And actually, when I sailed on Scarlet Lady before, it was one of their first sailings. It was coming right off of COVID. Everything was very awkward for cruise lines, and they were a brand new cruise line. So, like, I remember my dinner in the Wake taking like 4 hours, and I thought, this is not okay. That was not the case. Like, the service was excellent. Like, I really feel like and that was years ago too. So I was so happy with the service and the friendliness of the staff, and the food is excellent. It's really, really, really good. I just can't say enough about that. And I should also point out, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, and if you're not, why not? But if you are, you know that I do not like buffets. I hate buffets. I hate that area. And that when they talked about the galley originally, they were like, oh, but it's not a buffet. Like, you know, how Disney used to say Animal Kingdom is not a zoo. It's not a buffet because everything is made fresh and it's kind of like a Chipotle. Well, let me tell you, that is actually a lie. There is definitely stuff that is sitting out, but it's not sitting out terribly long. And I ate in the galley almost every meal that wasn't dinner, except for when I had pizza. And the reason is because I can sit down and there's a little flag on your table that you can put up, and they will come take your order and they will go get your food for you and they will bring it to you. Yep. And that makes me okay with the buffet. I mean, and you know, Go ahead, Anna.
No, finish. Sorry.
The thing is, there are some things that can't be customized very well. So I ordered a sandwich from the panini place or whatever. And I was like, none of this and none of this. And she said, well, it's pre-made. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see. So, you know, it's those sorts of things where it's like, that some of the stuff is pre-made. There is somebody cooking there all the time. So it's not like it's sitting out for hours and hours. They're not bringing it out from behind, you know, in big trays or anything like they do in a normal buffet, but it still has buffet type qualities. But the fact that I can sit down and put that little flag up and they will bring me alcohol, non-alcohol, and my food, no problem, from all sorts of different, you know, like I would get sushi and a burger or, you know, burgushi. Yeah. And so I could get it from different places and they would bring it to me. Made me very happy.
That's definitely one of our favorite spots. But I do, yes, some of the food is like just out, but some of like a lot of it is like behind glass. So it's not, you don't have a million people.
True.
There's other cruise lines, and I won't mention any other cruise line on this podcast during this particular podcast, but there are some cruise lines where it is just, it just makes my stomach turn when I walk through. And it's just all this food is sitting out, and there's 500 million hands and sneezes and breathing and
And do not think that because there are no children on this that would work better, because it will not. Because I can't tell you how many times I've seen adults do things like drop the serving spoon on the ground and then pick it up and put it right back on the I'm like, no.
I really think that adults a lot of times are more disgusting than children. I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They can be pretty gross. But yeah, I do agree. I do like that feature though, Elizabeth, where you can sit and you don't have to go and like buffet style it. You can order.
So. Yes.
So I'm curious, did you eat at Extra Virgin?
Yes.
Oh, really? I did. Okay.
Yes. Well, my dinners were prearranged because of the conference. So I was assigned to Extra Virgin, which is fine because I do love Italian food. And they were kind enough to seat me in a different part of the restaurant from the one I sat in for the rest of the time. So that was nice. And the food is very good. And Test Kitchen is so up my alley. Like, I love that concept. And to be able to have that like included, because it's almost a chef's table kind of experience, and to have it not have an extra charge is just, it's wonderful. Yeah. So the food and the cocktails are definitely, for me, a big selling point. I think another interesting thing about Virgin is they sort of tout the wellness aspect of it, but for real, it's a thing. Like, I see more people working out and, you know, doing healthy things on a Virgin voyage than I see on most other ships. And keeping in mind that I was on a conference with a bunch of other travel agents, but the gym was always busy. And I just feel like they walk the walk with health and fitness. There were meditation classes in the morning and in the evening, and again
sunrise yoga.
And I couldn't. I would have gone to the meditation stuff, but I couldn't. I didn't have opportunity.
So let's decide that in February we're gonna do some of these things, y'all.
We're gonna do. Let's do the retro workout class.
I'll totally do a sunrise yoga. I adore yoga.
Oh, I'll do that. Okay. I'll do that with you if you do the like 80s throwback VHS
workout. Oh, yes. I'll do that. Yes.
All right.
I'll be in the meditation class pretending you guys don't exist. That's Be my home.
And they also have
she really loves us, y'all.
They have those bungee classes too, where you like almost fall down, but you bounce back up. But I feel like I probably weigh enough that I would just fall flat on the floor.
That's, it looks like so much fun, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a lot of fun. A lot of fun watching Sandy fall on the floor.
Fall down.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take my phone.
You're gonna this will be Instagrammable, right?
Oh. Yes.
Going on the blooper
reel. You in the bungee class? Yes.
I'm also planning on getting a cabana and not telling you guys which one, so you can't find me, because the cabanas are actually really, really private on this. I mean, they really do a good job of like screening them from prying eyes. So
challenge accepted. Challenge accepted. We got this. She thinks we can't find her.
I know, right?
So funny. Elizabeth, you're so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So please come with us on our group trip so that I don't have to talk to Anna and Sandy the whole time. I can talk to other people. That would be great.
It's fine.
It really is a great experience, and definitely very much a, you know, do what you want, do as much as you want. The rooms are actually very versatile and easy for them to reconfigure. So when we boarded, Meg and I looked like we were going to be sharing a bed, which neither of us are really into. So we called them, and it was like a 10-minute, like we didn't even have to leave the room. Usually on most cruise ships, they have to bring out the power tools and, you know, but this is like, it was just super fast turning around. And the arrangement of the two beds is actually kind of interesting too, because it's like an L shape instead of side by side. So that's nice. If you're traveling with someone who you don't want to share a bed with, if you do want to share a bed, then you absolutely can. And actually, I think the room layout is better in that situation.
It's funny, because at first I thought, because my first time I was with my cousin, and I'm like, our heads are going to be like touching, you know, but the person I'm going with,
gonna be in my face.
But the person I'm going with in February, she has this habit of like, sometimes she'll reach over and grab my blanket and stuff, you know, like, because when they separate the beds in a regular cruise ship, they're not very far apart. I mean, you're talking like less than a foot, you know? And so
it's like
you could almost roll into the next bed. So I do think this will be a better configuration.
Yeah. And you can tell them how you want to make the bed. So we did actually make it where our heads were not like my feet were at Meg's head, but I mean, it's under the blankets, and it's better than me snoring in her face or her snoring in mine. So
Anna's making a
my face. Feet smell delightful. I don't want to hear it.
So did you have a sea terrace with the awesome
Yes, hammock? With the hammock. Yeah, that hammock is...
I can't
yeah,
wait.
You just... I, honestly, when they said, oh, we're going to have hammocks, I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to be in that hammock, because hammocks are awkward. And no, I'm in that hammock all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
What I like is how big they are. So like, I remember the first time John and I sailed, I always travel with a book. I went out on the balcony, and I was like, all right, I have to try this hammock. It looks like it's going to be so terribly uncomfortable. This is going to be awful. It literally, like, I had my heels in the netting, you know, all the way up to cradling my head. Like, it just cocooned me. And I pulled open my book, and I read, I think, a chapter, and I was out. Like, that salty sea air and the waves, and I was... They are so if you're booking on with Virgin Voyages, don't do an interior or just an ocean view.
No.
I mean, you definitely want that hammock. It's lovely.
Yeah.
The hammock is a must for sure. Mm-hmm. And actually all over the ship, there are like swings and things like that. So although the swings, the Instagrammable swings that we talked about weren't on this ship, there were these big like day beds that were essentially swings and they have them fastened down so you can't go crazy swinging, but you can get a gentle swing going. Honestly, that's, I think, one of the best things about this ship is the furniture didn't have to be designed with, you know, children in mind. And so they can, you know, they have areas that might not be as good with children, you know, ropes and things like that, that, you know, children could get tangled up in. Not saying that a drunk adult wouldn't, you know, possibly be a problem, but in general.
Did you go to the aft of the ship up on the pool deck and see the area where they, because I think on this ship, they're supposed to, the seats are supposed to face out towards the ocean, right? Where on the other ships, they face inward, where you're all kind of looking at each other.
Where are you talking about? What you said
up very on the... up on the pool deck, very far back, the aft of the ship. There's like a whole bunch of seating back there and loungers and stuff. And they're
if you're talking about what I'm talking about, then they're facing all different directions.
Okay.
Oh, so are you talking about the ones that are like the bench seating that goes around the like the edge? Yeah. So that actually they can do it either way. So they, the pillows can either go toward the one end or the other. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So, awesome. But they were, every time I went up there, they were facing outward.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good, think, yeah, that's new.
Yeah. I think that's what I like about these ships is all of the spaces. There's just everywhere you go, there's spaces and nooks and just places just to hang out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really like it. Did you do pajama night?
Not this one. I did it on the Scarlet Lady, but I didn't do
it on this one. It's kind of late.
Yeah.
So just so everybody knows, there's another travel advisor, and I think these two will know who I'm talking about when I say this. Matching pajamas.
Wow.
For pajama night.
Okay.
Do some pajamas.
Are we going to have Outlander pajamas? Or
is she matching with her husband, or is she wanting all
so we can all match. Oh, no, we can all. She told me, she said, you and John, y'all can match with us. We'll just all, I'm like, we'll see. I'll think about it. I do have actually some friends that are going to be joining us on the cruise. And she's talking about ordering pajamas with her husband's face on hers and her face on his, which I think is really funny. But the only way I would do that if it's...
You guys need to float this past Chris and see what his reaction will be. My husband, because he, the matchy-matchy thing is a big no-go for him.
That's a big no-go.
His reaction will make you laugh.
Well, then I'll need to do it like where I can see his face and get his reaction. Yeah. So I'll do that. Yeah. It's fun. We actually haven't done pajama night yet just because it's late and we're old and we're usually in bed with a good movie and drifting off to sleep at that time of night. But there is pajama night. So if you're sailing I've heard it's super fun.
It's usually the first night too. So it's a good chance to get to, nothing like getting to meet everyone while you're in your pajamas, and you can wear whichever kind of pajamas you want. So they can be your ugliest pajamas. They can be a onesie. They can be your sexy pajamas. Whatever you want to wear is totally fine. Mm-hmm. I don't recall seeing very many sexy pajamas at all. When I went, we definitely had our, big boxy pajamas on, my friend Alice and I did, but it really was fun, and it was a good chance to sort of get to know the crew. And so I will definitely be doing that on the ship when we go in February. That's going to be a vacation, so I will do vacation-y things. And then Scarlet Night,
we're doing pajama night, period. Drink a coffee, go grab an espresso martini, and move on with your night. And then Scarlet Night, I will talk, because you did mention earlier, and I will just say this very quickly, you mentioned earlier that it is a very inclusive cruise line. It's come as you are, who you are, be who you are. Scarlet Night is no different. I think that's what I love about Scarlet Night, is you will see people dressed to the nines. I mean, head to toe sequins, heels, just the whole. I met Cruiser Mike. He's a really colorful character. He literally was head to toe. He went all out. You will see people that go all out, but then you have people like my husband who that's not really his jam. And he's going to roll up in a pair of shorts and a red t-shirt and call it good.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. So I like that you'll see a little bit of everything. On that
night, and that's, I did the full length red evening gown, my first Scarlet Night. This Scarlet Night, I did just a shirt, red shirt, a nice shirt, like a blouse, let's say, and black pants. But I was also going to a dinner that night where, a business kind of dinner. So I was like, I didn't feel, but February, I'm bringing the red dress back, the sequin dress, because I don't get to wear it that often. So I bought it for my sister's wedding. And so I might as well wear it,
And I know what dress you're talking about. I like that dress.
Yeah, it's a nice dress.
So yeah, I'm
assuming I can still fit in it.
Yeah, I think I did on our last cruise, I did like a red sequin top. and black pants. So I think this time I'm going a little fancier and I might go with a dress. We'll see.
All right.
But yeah, super fun. Scarlet Night's super fun. So pack awesome. Something red.
All right. That is what I wanted to tell you guys about the Brilliant Lady.
Oh, well, she sounds quite brilliant. So we'll have to check her out. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.